Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lily, and Peter Toledo.
Okay, I'm Piotr Latocha, from Teon, working at RoboCop Rogue City as a game director.
I know there's going to be a lot of people that never seen the movie.
Yeah.
Way back in the 80s. So is this relates to the previous movies, or this is like a brand new story of RoboCop?
Okay, so RoboCop Rogue City is a brand new story. It's set between RoboCop 2 and RoboCop 3. And we wanted to definitely go into the mood of the first one, so the 1987 Paul Verhoeven version. So there's a lot of atmosphere and mood from that movie.
And why 1987? There's a reason why you guys selected that particular time. Because I know there was multiple movies after the original movie.
Yeah, I think we personally like this one the most. And I know also a lot of people think the same way. So you definitely want to focus on the classic first version of the film.
Yeah, I remember playing, oh my God, this is like during the Nintendo days. I played the old RoboCop games, and it was very different back then, 2D and everything. And actually there was multiple games. I think the most recent one was RoboCop in Mortal Kombat. So this is like a brand new game from the movies and everything. So tell us a little bit about like how you guys managed to make it exactly like the feel of like the 80s of RoboCop.
Oh yeah, so we watched the movies multiple times again and again.
Yeah,
definitely to get into that atmosphere. We definitely look up into the environment a lot, so we have that feeling because it's not RoboCop is actually set in the future, but it was the future imagined from the 1987. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of 80s America in it. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to portray that thing. Also, the lighting was very important, to get that atmosphere. Of course, the satire that was in the movie, it is also present in our commercials, etc. So all the little things and of course the basic feel of the design of the characters of the of RoboCop.
Yeah, there's also returning characters too, not only the main character, but you see Officer Lewis there. Yeah. from and I remember seeing her in the game when I got to play the game, of course. I was like, oh man, I remember her from the original movie. So is there also other characters from the movies, and are there also going to be any new characters in this?
Yeah, there's a new cast of characters, of course, because it's a new story, so there's a lot of new characters. But as you mentioned, characters like Ann Lewis, Sergeant Reed, or the old man, so the CEO of OCP, is also present in the game. And of course, Peter Weir is on board in this project.
Yeah, well, what was the thing that you liked about working on this project, man, for you and the team?
What was most
like
interesting?
Most interesting, like your favorite part working on this.
We definitely, it was very cool to work on the films that we remember from the childhood. Mm-hmm. It is very interesting and also hard to design character because he's like moving tank.
Yes.
He's very slow, but he's very heavy. So we thought it's good to emphasize on all the elements that he can do and the other characters can. So he can grab the enemies, throw them against each other, picking up heavy stuff, breaching walls, etc. So that that was kind of fun to design. And also we really like the atmosphere from the city, from the films, that it was so like, dark, but also comical from time to time. So it was really interesting to try to look for that small elements that build up that whole atmosphere.
See, when I was playing, I felt like the movement, it felt like exactly like the movie. And I know probably a lot of people that have never seen the movie, they're probably going to be like, man, this RoboCop is a little bit slow, but I think that's how from the movie exactly it is. Like even the footsteps reminded me of that too, right? So was it complicated to get it perfectly exactly like that? Because a lot of people are very used to like very fast paced shooters and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest challenges actually, to find the sweet spot, because we wanted definitely to to have that element that a lot of people were waiting for, a game about RoboCop. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make them feel exactly like in the shoes of of RoboCop, so they want to feel heavy and unbeatable. Mm-hmm. But also we knew that this movement may be a bit slow, so at some point you can also upgrade your character to move a bit faster, use some skills to make you more dynamic. But as mentioned before, we wanted to also give, instead of the fast movement, some elements of the gameplay that can make it as fun as the fun movement, but differently.
Yeah, I know there's also side quests, I noticed, yes, too. What are the benefits of doing side quests or just doing the main mission? What is it that you get from that?
Okay, so first of all, different endings. So
different endings.
Yeah, there are different endings for different characters. Mm-hmm. So the more you work on the side quests, side objectives, you can work on how it all ends. Mm-hmm. Also, doing side quests, it's a no-brainer. You get more XP, so you can level up a bit faster because it has light RPG elements, mm-hmm, so you can upgrade your characters. And dig deep into the lore, of course, because we build the game this way that the main quest is like more action-packed, while the side quests are, there's of course also a lot of shooting, but there's more space to dig into the lore, into the world of RoboCop with the side quests.
Yeah, there's a couple of things you could do, which I noticed too after playing the game. Parking tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You could scan different areas, objects, even people that you might see in certain areas too. What other stuff besides that I can remember that I probably forgot? Is there anything else?
Definitely there are some stuff that you mentioned that... Mm-hmm. Also, we wanted to fulfill the fantasy about not only being RoboCop, but also being the policeman, the cop on duty.
Okay.
So you can issue the tickets. You have some quest with crime investigation, and all the small police work that you can think of, actually.
Nah, it's really cool. Anything else? I know there was one section where there was like a multiple choice of like when I had a conversation with someone, that also affect the story too based on your choices, or it's more of like
the
side quests?
Yes, it affects the side characters, for example, how you treat them, it can end up for them better or worse, mm-hmm, by the end of the game. And also in the dialogue choices you have the thing that if you select different skills for your character.
Okay.
Like, the different skills can unlock some additional dialogue lines to choose, mm-hmm, from, so they can allow you to solve some situations in a different way, for example. Mm-hmm. And also the exploration can help you out with also, because if you find some clues laying around the scene, it can also unlock some additional dialogue options.
And how big is the area of where you're walking? It's in Detroit, so
yeah.
How big is it in the game?
It's designed this way where you can
it's walk. Like a hub, like not a hub, like certain sections is like where you could available to explore, right?
Yes. It's basically I don't know how to compare it to a particular size, mm-hmm, but we designed the city the way there where you can travel across the city district without, mm-hmm, using the car, because there's no car riding mm-hmm, in the game. You can just walk through the sector of the city. So, mm-hmm, there's a couple of streets. There's definitely a lot of to explore into that. You have some random encounters, some random side quests that you can just find by exploration. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, it's not a huge open city like in GTA.
So you guys were working also with the creators of the movie too, based on from the original. Oh, this is a straight. You guys worked on it with getting like
we've worked closely with MGM, so the IP holder for RoboCop, and there was a close collaboration with them. So everything is like on spot, lore correct, etc.
No, that's really really cool. And how was it getting also like the locations in the game too? Because Detroit is pretty pretty big. So how was it getting that involved? Like getting the right spots, and also was there anything? A lot of location that is from the movie added in there. Maybe some Easter eggs that probably the fans will probably discover while playing it.
Yeah. This is a very important element for us. So mm-hmm, we take a lot of environments from the films, mm-hmm, from the sets, and put them into the game. So we'll, for example, visit the police station in Metro West Precinct. Mm-hmm. It looks very much exactly like the one from the films. Mm-hmm. And we, of course, at a lot of small areas that are also, you know, shown in the movies. And it somehow, you know, merged into the city parts that we explore, for example.
Yeah.
So yeah, this part was very important for us to make the player feel like he's in the movie. So mm-hmm. the design of the environment was.
I mean, it feels like the '80s playing it. So yeah. So voice acting. So how was that process of getting like the right people to voice act the characters in the game?
First of all, we've worked with Peter Weller.
Mm-hmm.
And he was great. Actually, the best thing about working with him was that mm-hmm. once he went to the studio and read the first lines, he was like, from the first moment, he was like in the character.
In it, right? Yes, oh, that's yes. really cool.
He also had some tips for us, you know, that this line could work better the other way. Mm-hmm. So he was like, he was totally understanding the character. That was really, really great to hear him again in that role and helping us out with the game.
That's pretty cool. Really cool. So when is this this game is coming out, and for what platform?
September this year, and it's mm-hmm. going for PS5, Xbox X and S, and PC.
All right, man. Thanks for the interview, the opportunity, man. And yeah, cool demo.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Had a great time.
Awesome. Thanks.